Okay.
Das ist Jesus, wenn jetzt genau.
Okay. Das ist Shmuel Aleph, Chapter 10. Samuel number 10. Here in the middle of the story, the first king of Am Israel is going to be appointed and appointed as the first king. After Shmuel Avi met Shaul HaMelech and already told him that he is the candidate to become the new king, the first king. So then Avi checked the 10 sentence 1, they talk from the Pach HaShemin. He took like a small can of oil. But he took a Roshu Meshakehu, poured the oil on his head and gave him a kiss. Why did he give him a kiss? The Gemara says that kiss is a kiss when you want to admire somebody or you want to make somebody big. Not clear what the Chachamim really means. But this is a special kiss, it's not a kiss of love. It's not a kiss of a goodbye, says the Chachamim. It's a special kiss that means you admire him. I mean, even though Shmuel Nevi was the biggest, he gives a kiss to Yitzchak. I mean, to Shaul. He gave a kiss to Shmuel. He said, why do you have to give a to Shaul? I mean, why do you have to give a kiss to him? Well, again, the Gemara said it's like admiring. So why do we have to say? היומר יתרם זה מה לא משאר כי משחררה השם הלכתו לנגיד הקדוש ברוך הוא that now smeared you, oriented you to be a king and now he's going to give him some sign to prove that he is the one. Of course we don't need a proof, we don't need proof because Shmuel Navi is a Navi and whatever the Navi says is true and you have to listen to Navi. When Navi comes and tells you something and he says, Hashem told me to tell you that, you have to listen to it. Nevertheless, Shmuel voluntarily is going to tell Shaul some proofs that he is the guy that what Shmuel told him is true. The permission says, Tastu v'lachtecha yom imadi, today with believing me, matat Hashem matata umatata shnei anashim kvart achel, bigu v'nyamim v'tarafach. When you leave me, you're going to find two people next, or a little bit after, the grave of Chachar Yimeno. It means between Bethlehem and Yerushalayim. You'll find two people. The donkeys, the female donkeys that you were looking for, were found already. And by now, we need a touch of Yichai Divriya to know, and now that your father already doesn't care anymore about the donkeys, he's worried about you. So that's the first sign that you're going to have, that I'm telling you that you are the king, and that's the proof. When you walk away from me, you're going to find those two people, and they tell you that. And Shmuel and Shmuel knows already, that's what's going to happen. The Shaul is going to find two people and the two people will tell him they found the donkeys and your father is worried about you. I said, what is the significance? I mean, what is that sign? That sign was, if you may say, chosen by the Nabi to tell him.
So why do we need a sign?
Is there an established sign? Right, they didn't say it, yeah. I said, why do you need those signs anyway? We don't need signs. If the Nabi tells you something, the Nabi does not have to tell you a sign. You have to believe the Nabi tells you something. Besides that Shmuel thinks that he needs to give him some signs, if you say he gives him some signs, that really needs to be explained, why did he choose to tell him those signs? So Shmuel knows that that's going to happen. He's going to find two people after the grave of Rachel Imenu, and they're going to tell him that statement that your father is worried about you. you pass that spot, Vata Adiruntavo, you're going to come to another place. Umtau Hashem Shlusha Anashim, Olim El Elokim Betel, over there you're going to see three people. Those three people are going to Betkel. Betkel is a place that used to be over there an altar, and people used to go sacrifice. So while you're leaving the place of Achelimenu, you go further up, and you're going to find three people walking towards that altar. And he gives him description. Echad Nosei Shlosha Gdayim. One of them is carrying, I don't know how he can carry it, but in one hand, three little lambs, little goats. Echad Nosei Shlosha Kikot Lechem. One carries three loaves of bread. Echad Nosei Nevel Yain. And one takes has like a pitcher of wine. There is a description that you're going to see those people. They're walking towards the altar. And of course what it means is, simple explanation means they're going to sacrifice those little lambs. And you don't sacrifice the bread, but one is carrying bread. Shalom lecha l'shalom, we're going to greet you. Suddenly you're going to see them, they're going to voluntarily greet you. They're going to say hello to you. Shalom lecha l'shalom, they're going to give you two loaves of bread, and you please take it from them. After that, Tavo Givat HaElokim, then you reach a little hill that's called the Hill of Hashem, Asher Shani Tzvi Plishtim. Still, you have the head over there, officers of the Palestine. Those Palestinians were watching what Am Yisrael used to do. So you're going to get to that spot, Vayivihi Kivuacha Shamayir. When you reach that spot, Ufagata Hebel Nevi'im, you'll meet like a group of prophets, Yodim Abama, coming down from the altar, with its name Nevel, Betov V'Chalim V'Chino V'Mitamim. In front of them, there are people that playing instruments, some kind of a harp, so for this one, drum. Nevel means like a pitcher, but over here means an instrument. So you can see that in front of those group of prophets, you can see some people play music, like a harp, like a drum, like a flute, like a harp. The Imam is Nabim. Those people that you meet, that going over there, the group of people, they're going to have some kind of prophecy. And that moment also you will feel also that some kind of a holy wind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming out on top of you. With Nabita Imam, you should also will have this kind of prophecy like them. You'll change to become a different person. So yeah, sentence 7, when you see those signs that I'm telling you, that at that moment until the Khash and Taya, the Khar, at that time you can do whatever you wish. That you have to make a decision what you're going to do, because now it's serious. Ki Elokim Imach, God is with you. And it means that now you already have the control and, if you may say, the ability to do whatever you wish. Yadam Fanagiva, he should go in front of me to the place Gilgal. I'm going over there as well, Lalot Olot. The Gilgal was the Mishkan. At the time, and now it's only something similar to the Mishkan, maybe. And over there is going to be an altar, and you go over there, and you get a sacrifice over the sacrifices. It's about the Shlamim. Another kind of sacrifice, the Shlamim. Shivat Yamim Tochelat Briyeh Lecha, you wait for me 7 days. Vodati Lecha Et Asher Ta'aseh, I'm going to tell you when I get there, what you're going to do. It means you go over there to the place called Gilgal. You stay over there, you wait for me, you have to wait for me 7 days. When you wait for me 7 days, when I get there after 7 days, I will let you know the plan. So far it's only between Shmuel and Shaul, nobody knows yet that Shaul is the new king, and Shmuel only tells Shaul what it is going to happen when he is going to be introduced to Am Israel, and what's the next step. Again, this is something, private discussion between them, and you don't have any publicity. It's like a quiet, secret thing. The minute that Shaul decided he turned his back to go to Shmuel, at that moment, he felt that he had a new heart. And the same day, it says, Navi, it did happen exactly what Shmuel told him. He met the people, and he met two people first, and then he met three people. Everything exactly according to the plan what Shmuel told him. It means that this is really a sign, or this was signs that he is really the king that was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other question is, what is the purpose of those signs, and what the Navi is telling us that, for what do we have to know that? Why do you have to know that story? Why is it written in the Navi? The Navi is not a book of history. Shaul and his helper, they come to the hill. They see that group of people that what Shmuel Navi told him is going to meet. They come and told him. At that moment, that it's not Allah who has committed him to come. At that moment, he is doing the same thing what they do. Vayikol Yodom et Moshe Shom, even knew him, that saw him down there and recognized him. Vayiru v'neim nivim nivah, they see he is among the group of those prophets, and they knew him as a regular person, and now he became a prophet. The people were talking to each other, and they said, "Ma ze'ya leven Kish? What happened to the son of Kish? Agam Shor Banavim? Is he also among the prophets? He used to be a regular person, and from one moment to the next, all of a sudden, we see that he is a friend or he is part of the group of those prophets." Yanish Misham, one of the people that were talking about it, answered the question that they asked, is he also part of the Nevi'im? What does it mean? The question is, who is this guy, or that his father is Kish? You don't need to have a father to become a prophet. This is your own thing that you become a prophet. So what kind of question is this? How does he deserve to become a prophet? He deserves to become a prophet because he's a prophet. It has nothing to do who was his father. The question was, who is this guy's father? The answer is, you need to have a father. As long as you have your own credit, you become a prophet. You become a prophet. Everybody used to talk about it. Look what happened in a few minutes. That person became a prophet and sounds like he had no preparation to become a prophet. He just became a prophet. It was like a wonder that people asked, how is it possible that Shaul became a prophet? But the whole thing what I say is wrong. It's not a prophet. But it only, you use the termination of prophet, but it's not a prophet. But we'll get to it. When Shaul was finished, so-called to have his prophecy, then he reached to the place, to the altar. When he came over there to the altar, and his uncle met him. His uncle met him and asked him, where did you go till now? Even if I start or not, we went to look for the donkeys. We couldn't find them, and avoid Shmuel. We came to Shmuel that he was the prophet. But even though Shaul is the uncle of Shaul, asking him, tell me please, what did then Shmuel tell you? But even Shaul to do, again, he did not look into it.
But
it's not really a prophet what it means about. It's only the Navi calls it a prophet, but it's not a prophet. But see in a minute. You know already? Right, right. But over there is really prophecy. Right, over here it's not. But even though Shaul said the uncle asked Shaul, what did the prophet Shmuel tell you about his donkeys? When even Shaul does all, Shmuel answered the uncle, again he did lanu kilim tu hatanot. He told us they found the donkeys. The Dvaram Luchal, he did lo asher amar Shmuel. But about the kingdom, the secret that he is the new king, he did not reveal the secret, he did not, he was very humble, said Chachamim. And some Chachamim say that when the uncle looked at him, he saw that he looks different. And he wanted to know what really happened to him. He doesn't look the same. Of course, because he became like a semi-prophet, if we may say, he looked different. And his uncle wants to know, he was wondering, he looks at him, he says he doesn't look the same, something is wrong with him, this guy. It's not the same person that left. He says, well, nothing happened, I just went to see the prophet and Shmuel, and he told me that they found the donkeys. But about the kingdom that he became a king, he never told him because he was humble. But I think Shmuel at Shmuel gathered all of Israel to a place mitzvah, but Yom Rabbi Israel told Israel, come Hashem Elokei Israel, this is, I have a message coming from our Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hashem said. And I'm sorry. I don't know what it means. But it means over here, but I think it means collected, gathered. I don't know. I don't know why it's called Yom Tzik. I don't know. Maybe he urged them very much to come quickly. It doesn't mean that really he screamed. Most of the don't think in Hebrew the word vayatek. There's no Hebrew. It's not really a regular word in the Hebrew dictionary. In Hebrew verbs, you cannot find the word vayatek. Only vayitzor. But again, this is the Targum says, Zuchinah, she does the Torah, she does all the same thing. Says, send us the team with your permission, yeah, I have for you a message. Kol amar Hashem Elokei Israel Anochi Yetzi Yisrael Mitzrayim, Atzil Etchem Min Yad Mitzrayim, I took you out of Egypt, I saved you from the Egyptians, and Miyad Kol Amachot Elochatim Etchem, all the kingdoms that first you, Vatem Hayom, today you, Me'atem Et Elokeichem, you got disgusted with you, God with Hashem, Asher Umashiach Lachem, that He saved you. We call out to Him from all you bad things that are to Him and all the problems that you have, but Amulo, you told HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kimeh, that when we want to have a king, but I get through with Hashem, Shtechem Rav Tehem, please stand over here, all of you, all the tribes, and all the thousands of tribes, and we're going to find you a king. So Shmuel Navi is pretending. He is pretending that he is going to choose a king. Whatever we learned till now, just ignore it. Now he's playing it. He is going to tell them that we're going to choose a king now. Even though he already anointed and already made Shaul the king, Hashem already told him that Shaul is the king, he is not going to tell Shaul Mitzrayim. He is going to play it and to say, I'm going to make a lotto. And through the lotto we'll find out who is the right candidate to become a king. I said, I don't understand. The Am Yisrael should have said right away, we're not interested in that. We're not interested to make a lot. What do you mean make a lot? If you have election, I understand you have election, but you don't make a lot to choose the king. You should have said, we don't want it. You don't want it. This was a regular lotus, says the Gemara, that he took pieces of paper and he put it in the bowl, and he himself picked up he put his hand in the bowl, he took a piece of paper, and he's going to find out who is going to be the king. I said, so that's how you choose the king? I said, it can be a shlomati. Who it can be? Somebody that doesn't know nothing. There's no backup. There's nothing in that person that you know that he is the king. Oh, it's a very nice thing. I said, but it's good, it's a lot of if you want to win something. But if you want to have a leader to Am Yisrael, if you want to have somebody to lead Am Yisrael, that this is what Am Yisrael demanded, you can find him in the lottery, you can't find him. I mean, it's a big mistake. Can you imagine in America what it's going to be? If you want to have a president, you can have a lottery. Have a lottery, you know, who knows who's going to be the president? Mm-hmm. How can you allow yourself to choose a leader by lottery? Some Chachamim say that the end is going to be a Urim V'Tumim maybe. Some Chachamim said that over here means Urim V'Tumim, it was in front of the Urim V'Tumim. But Navi doesn't say that. This Navi says Bismi Hashem was the Urim V'Tumim over there. But again, it's not a lotto. If it's Urim V'Tumim, it's not a lotto. Chachamim said that first he did the lotto and then he did the Urim V'Tumim. Chachamim said no, he did it in front of Urim V'Tumim. But Urim V'Tumim doesn't mean that that's the right guy. I mean, his Urim V'Tumim will say, if he had the letters shining and you know that's the guy, so you say, okay, Hashem chose him. But you can't put a lotto, a bowl of papers, and you take one piece of paper in front of Urim V'Tumim. Sentence 20, with your permission, my Yashim, from the Koshi Tei Torah, Hashem Binyamin, so he dropped, it means all the papers, with all the name of the tribes, and he had the name of the tribes in the board, he took one paper, and on this paper was says the tribe of Binyamin. Sentence 21, with Hashem Binyamin, he took little papers, and he wrote all the families of the tribe of Binyamin, but Yilachem Mishpachat HaMatri. The family of Matri was picked up, the piece of paper was written on the piece of paper, the family of Matri was picked up, so he picked up the term. Then he took a piece of paper and he wrote all the people from that family. Then the latter showed that Shaul ben Kish, this is the king that he appointed, he is the king, and he took the piece of paper and they called him, he can't find it. They can't find him, they said, where are you, where are you? He doesn't answer, but Yishalu od Bashem. Then they ask the Urim V'Tumim here, they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avad Yishalom, Oda Lo Mishni, is there anybody else? Where is he, where is the guy? Emer Hashem Yechvay Lakelim, so the Urim V'Tumim was over there, and then the Urim V'Tumim answers, he is hiding next to the suitcase. Vayarutzu, they ran, Vayikahu Misham, Yishalim V'Tocham, they brought him, he's standing among the nation, he is the tallest one, again, not physically, but it means physically as well, that his neck, if you remember, is taller, higher, it has a special neck. And also what it means is that when they looked at him, they saw that he's very special, that he was outstanding with his appearance. Over here it doesn't say handsome. Before, in his description, it was said that he was handsome. You know what it means? He was outstanding.
Striking.
Was striking, right? Now you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him. Ken kamo b'cholam, there's nobody like him. Bayariu kolam, and v'ulichi ha-melech. They all screamed and said, long live the king. But over here it doesn't mean long live the king. King over here it means the king should be successful. Yechi HaMelech means the king should be successful. Because everybody screamed it. The king should be successful. May the Bishman said this 25 with permission. May the Bishman allow me to put him in the spoke to the nation and told them what kingdom is all about. He wrote in a little book, a few pages, he put it over there in front of the Kohanim. And he told them, now you have a king, and this is the rule, those are the laws of the kingdom, and you have to behave accordingly. He wrote all these statements and all the laws, what Am Yisrael is obligated to the king. He sent everybody home. Gam Shalach Lavitokim, and Shaul also went home to his house. ויילכו עמו החיל אשר נגע אלוקים בלבם. It says some people came along with him, not everybody. It says a little, some of the people that really were very high spiritually. So I would say they had a very high level of spirituality. They came along with him. That's what it means. So he is the king. Before everybody was screaming, the king is going to be, the king should be successful. Then he's going home. He's going home. He says, the Chachamim say, only some people going along with him to his house. Those are the people that really don't have sins. There is a few people.
The king.
I'm sorry?
The king.
The king, yeah. But most of the people don't go with him. They just ignore him. The sign he says, some people said, Nebliyalik means not the right behavior people. Some bad people said, he cannot help us. But if you, that just made him being embarrassed, the will of Mincha, they didn't greet him, they didn't say hello to him, or they didn't bring him a little present, because some people did bring him some presents. Now some people are standing over there and they said, no, forget about this. This guy cannot help us. Cannot help us. They make a joke out of him, they don't say hello to him. He says, Vayikem Acharish, but Shaul doesn't pay attention. He said, he's like a deaf person. He doesn't hear nothing, he's not interested. This is the first king inauguration.
Inauguration.
Yeah. Coronation. Yeah. Really doesn't say anything.
Formally accepted by
the people.
That's
what
that would be inauguration.
Huh? Coronation. The truth of the matter is this sounds very simple. Not classic at all, it's not simple. And the end of the story, this is just embarrassment. I mean, everybody says that he should be successful. All of a sudden, he goes home almost by himself. Few people go with him to his house, and the rest of people don't even go with him. And some of the people even just laugh at him and embarrass him. They don't say hello to him. It says, sounds like it's a big machloket over here. It says nothing happened yet. I mean, they just chose him. And already some people don't appreciate him and they don't want him. And most of the people don't even pay attention to him. So what is the problem? What's the existential problem?
Especially since they asked
for him. They don't want him. I don't know what this. They don't want him. What's the problem, exactly? What's the problem?
No, I'm saying, look at the Rosh Hashanah.
We need election. Okay? Huh? At least we have an election since the people that voted for the person, they go for him. Over here, they demanded the king. Shmuel said that's the right king, and then everybody said that's the king. You know, I hope he'll be successful. They're all screaming.
In one minute. All these 50 years, we have the same thing right now. Everybody is against.
Yeah, but it's not the day after election.
And he wasn't king chosen.
When he was elected, they were also good.
Right. The day he was elected, of course.
Coalitions
we have. No one party is that popular, so they need coalitions. So everybody gets it. You know what I mean by a coalition?
Yeah.
Different facets, or even though they have different beliefs, they all get together because they want just the one leader.
I mean, again, the first main question is, what do you have to have it? What's the problem over here?
It's too early for the army. It's only
quite early. I know. Bari came early today. Right. So Bari says the truth. we like to think that the king is just a leader or somebody that represents maybe the nation or takes care of the nation. But the Gemara tells us that לילה המלאכים אשר מלכו באדום לפני מלוך מלך בישראל. It says, Edom had kings before Amitriel had kings. That doesn't mean leaders, because leaders doesn't mean anything. It means the Torah and Parashat Vayishlach, the Torah counts kings that served as kings in Edom. This is the territory of Esau. And said, they were kings before Am Yisrael had the king. Of course, that's the first king. And this is in the middle of Sefer Shmuel, in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, maybe. And already we had Yoshua, he had Shoftim. Of course, Moshe, Yoshua maybe had some kind of ingredients of king, or they called him, the Gemara said, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a king. But again, we did not have that statement that Moshe Rabbeinu was a king in the desert. Only Moshe Rabbeinu died. Before he died, they said that he had some kind of kingdom, ingredients of kingdom inside him. But in the desert itself, we don't find in the Torah that Moshe was a king.
Rabbi, just a king and a prophet.
Right.
Now.
It's two different things. Right.
What?
There's two different entities,
right,
completely.
I understand that.
A king can be a prophet as well.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a prophet.
Now, if the people in mass wanted to follow someone, or they were going to follow someone, would they follow their king or would they follow their prophet?
Until now, they followed the prophet, and now they changed their mind, they want to follow a king. So they said, they saw Shmuel, that was the biggest prophet, as a prophet after Moshe Rabbeinu. He looks like an old man, and they think that he's going to die, and they're going to be left without a leader, so they demanded a king. They demanded a king, and Navi, the prophet, told them that I'm going to appoint you a king. And he's the first king that Israel had as far as to be called a king. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu also had maybe the power like a king, and Yeshua as well, but they were never called like a king. Amitra did not, when they spoke to Moshe, did not speak to Moshe as a king. Even though he had like maybe power as a king, and he has some title that sounds like a king, the Gemara says he was like a king, still they did not behave to him as a king. Again, that's the first king that we have in our history, it's called Shmuel HaMelech.
Why does Shmuel put down the concept of having a king?
Because Shmuel said that really kingdom belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what it says in the Torah, that you should have a king is only because you say you want to have a king, but it's not proper.
But they didn't have a king
with
Moshe, they only had it later.
Right, but it's a mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah says, in case you can ask for a king, you can appoint a king. Right. Okay. So having said, really this is not what you have to have. It's not what you have to have. This is in the condition. The Gemara said some mitzvot are conditions. For example, said the Gemara, the Torah was given to us from Har Sinai. At the moment the Torah was given to us, nobody really should have died anymore. Immediately we got the Torah, we would not have done the golden calf, nobody would have died. As Moshe Rabbeinu went upstairs to study Torah, is on the way to come down to bring us the Torah. In the Torah he was ready to give us, is a thing, says the Gemara, mitzvah is called Yibum. What does it mean? If someone died and he had no children, his brother should marry his wife. Message, excuse me, how do you give me such halacha, such law, if nobody is supposed to die anymore? Says the Gemara, Masechet Avodah Zarah, some of the mitzvot that we have are conditional. In case you do this, you do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a mitzvah to do it. But it's not necessarily mean that you got to do it. Tom Tassim says, but before it says Tom Tassim, it says that if you come and you say, Asima alai melech, kichol agib esidotai, Tom Tassim alech melech, in case you come. So, really, this guy is the first king that we had, we demanded, okay? And Shmuel is upset about that, and he doesn't think that we need a king, but he is coming up. A king really, what it really means, a king, is a leader. It's a guy that leads you and takes care of you and maybe is responsible for certain things for you. But really, if everything goes well and everybody behaves well, you don't need it. The Gemara says, Mishnah says that kingdom is mainly because people don't behave. And without a kingdom, says the Mishnah, and everybody is going to fight and everybody is going to try to kill each other. And you have to thank the kingdom. The kingdom is watching over you. That should be everything in order. Without the kingdom, everybody will do whatever you want. Nevertheless, the Torah, when the Torah says in 7 verses, Parshat Vayishlach, the Torah says that you should know this. The truth is that from Esav had 8 kings, and he had kings really, and those kings over there ruled before Am Yisrael had the opportunity to have a king, that he is the first king. Why Shaul is a king, already there are kings in Edom, in the territory of Esav. One of the kings that Edom had, his name was Shaul. You can see that Bereshit Parashat Vayishlach, to find one of the kings, his name was Shaul. Can you imagine? Imagine they call the boy something, you know, they have a Jew. They say, you call him Shaul? They say, there's a guy Shaul already in the Torah that was a goy, was a king. By the way, some Chatam Sofer, Adam Sadikim said, in 2 weeks here, Parashat Korach. At Korach, had the fight with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Korach was buried. Some Chachamim suggest that the reason why this happened, that Korach had this kind of argument, the disagreement with Moshe Rabbeinu, because his name should not have been Korach. It is the first time that you find the name Korach in the Torah, it's also Parashat Vayishlach, Aluf Korach, a goy, a grandson of Esav, was Korach. It says, how do you name your son after someone that really has no meaning for a Jew? So Shaul also, imagine, he has the same name, his father named him Shaul, the same name you can find in the Torah, that a king of in Edom, like you say, you call him Saddam Hussein. Hitler.
They have any Alexander, all of them.
Yeah, Alexander, yes and no.
That was,
yeah.
Shaul,
Shaul. Right, it's true.
Does Shaul have any meaning?
Yeah, Shaul means like he was borrowed. Borrowed. Borrowed something is called Lishol.
He borrowed from Hashem.
Right.
That's how they call Shaul. The borrowed.
What did you say? Yeah, it doesn't. But you know, you can name somebody after, it's the same name, like after a king that was, that king was nothing but a grandson of Esav that was not blessed with so many good things. It's Franz Josef, you know, Franz Josef has good stories behind it. But you don't name a child from a king that it was Lenin, you know, Khrushchev, Lenin, I mean, Mussolini. So here we find the Shaul, that he's the first king, and it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that this guy is going to be our king, that you can find his name over there in Parashat Vayishlach, that he was the king of Edom, really. Really, if you go a little bit backwards, Otah Zahir that you find in the bracha, really, that Yitzchak gives Yaakov. He tells Yaakov that Yaakov is going to rule. Everybody's going to bow down to Yaakov, and Esav comes, and he wants to get a blessing. And Yitzchak tells him, listen, I gave all the blessings away to your brother, to Yaakov. And he cries, and because he cries, Yitzchak becomes a little bit soft, and he tells him, okay, you have a chance as well. The chance is when they will not keep the laws of Torah, they will not study Torah, you will rule. It means the kingdom, really, what we're looking for, is being hostage by other nations because lack of behavior. Because we don't behave so much, that's what Yitzchak Avinu already promised itself. It means that the Gemara says that when you see the kingdom of Esav is all the way up, it means that you do not behave 100%. If you behave, it belongs to you. Says Zahid, this is really the whole description over here. That Shaul really, of course, is humble as well, but he doesn't believe that he is the new king because it's not time for kingdom. Because at that time over here, Am Yisrael are not in the high level of studying and learning. And this is back and forth over here. All the time back and forth is Shavu Yoshua, Shavu Shoftim. Back and forth with Am Yisrael, and over here immediately after Shmuel, if Shmuel will die, it's going to be back and forth if they really are in that level that they deserve to have that blessing that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, that Am Yisrael is going to have a king. And therefore, when Shaul was found by Shmuel HaNavi, Shmuel tells him, you're the king, Shaul doesn't even believe it. Especially because his name is like this. I mean, it's, like you can't tell me that I'm the Navi, that I'm the new king if my name really do not fit. Because there's another king was in the Torah, his name was Shaul, and there's a grandson of Esau. Shmuel is just trying to tell him you're the opposite, you know, because your name is Shaul, you are here to replace the power of that king that his name was Shaul. Therefore, says Ari, those are the signs that Shmuel gives to Shaul, and he says all these kind of things that, you know, I want to prove it to you, that you're the one, because he really doesn't want to believe. Not because just humbleness, and not because he doesn't want to believe. He says that Am Yisrael do not deserve a king right now, because he feels that Am Yisrael is not in that level. And of course, says Ari, this is really what's going to be in a minute, that he's going to lose the kingdom and the whole back and forth with the kingdom of Shaul HaMelech, because again, his name is really doesn't fit him as a king. Secondly, Am Yisrael is not in the level. We see in a minute that they have wars with Plishtim, with Ammon. It says you just see that you have to fight. If you have to fight and you have to go to war, it means you don't have really right now the power of kingdom. And Shmuel is trying to convince him. I says, that power of kingdom, says Ari, that's really what it means. I says that the king has to have something inside him that he can show that he knows how to control. And the Gemara says, Chachamim say that Shaul did not have that thing. Either he was too humble or too weak, some Chachamim say. I says, now he's going to tell you that he became the king, and Shmuel told him that after those things are going to happen to you, that it means that you're the king and you know what to do. It means you take right away the kingdom and rule. Instead, he's a wishy-washy. He stands over there, some people say hello, some people don't say hello, some people walk around with him, some people don't walk, some people make a joke out of him, and says he's not the king.
But can't part of the plan for that be because Shmuel didn't make a ceremony out of it
and make it clear.
No, they start the ceremony. It's already after the ceremony.
Yeah, but
after the ceremony, they make me talk about
it. But he made it up as if it was done by lottery.
Right.
You know, he didn't say this is who God appointed.
Right.
He didn't give him a good...
Well, he said later it's from God as well, but I mean, they trusted him. They asked him to appoint a king. But that's what really what the Aramaic says. The latter is only to show that it's time for kingdom. It's time for a king. Because Am Yisrael had this about it as well. And Shmuel wants to prove to them, yes, there is time for kingdom, and I'm going to make a lotto, and I'm going to find somebody, and that somebody you find, and he's going to be very good, and he is, and they brought him, and he says, oh, look at his neck. The neck is very tall, is very high level. You look at him, you see a special. He said, it must be it's time for kingdom. Not necessarily just because he is the one, only, it's only also hesitation about the concept of kingdom, if you deserve it. I mean, this really what's going on. I said, of course, Shmuel is wishy-washy, Shamsel Shaul, that he doesn't have the power to rule. On the other hand, that it is a proof that even though that in the same day they announce that he is the king, people don't say hello to him, people don't greet him, people make a joke out of him. He says, it's only to show that it's really not really the time for kingdom to Am Yisrael yet, because Am Yisrael are not in that level yet. And that's what Shmuel is so upset about him as well, that why are you asking for a king? Hashem is your king. He says, to have a king as a king, right now it's not the time yet, you have to be on a certain level in order for you to have a king.
The contrast I don't understand. You said on the one hand that having a king was a bad thing. But sometimes Malacha is a conditionary in the thought, it's
right.
Only, if Hashem is not enough for us as a king, then
right.
We need to have
a king. Right, that's what
Shmuel
said, right?
Right, but on the other Shmuel, I'm sorry,
Shmuel
said it. But on the other hand, he's saying that there's a Shulton that was in the hands of Esau.
Of Esau, right.
That it will be a good thing for Amishrael to move on Israel.
It's going to be.
That's the ideal situation.
So right. It means that you don't ask for a king. That's what it means. It's like Mashiach, you know. Mashiach will come not because you demand Mashiach. Mashiach will come because Hashem will send it. So the Yom Nabi will announce Mashiach, but not because you demand Mashiach. And that's what really it means, that you deserve Mashiach. So just the Aril said that really what it means over here, as I told you before, and I hinted you before, it says that Shmuel tells Shaul, you're going to find a group of prophets. So here the Targum, in your Navi, the Targum translates if you sentence 6, and constantly after that, the word Nevi'im over here, besides one time, the Targum translates Safraya, means Chachamim. That Chachamim, that they were singing and they were praising HaKadosh Baruch. But since Shaul became a Navi, he did not become a Navi, he only started to praise God, started to praise Hashem. But it's not something that he became a real prophet right now. He had also some prophecy later. But in the beginning, when everybody was talking about him, at that time, everybody saw just that he was singing among those Chachamim that they were singing to HaKadosh Baruch. It's not a regular prophet that they have prophecies. Those are the people that are going maybe to become prophets to Chachamim later. Right now, what they do, they only study, and because they study so much, they like to praise HaKadosh Baruch so much. I'm sorry? That's called Bnei HaNevi'im. Yeah. That's called Bnei HaNevi'im. It means the ones that they want to become Navi, they want to become prophets. Right now they're not prophets. What do? They study. Mm-hmm. Only some of them are study. Most of you don't study. And Shaul HaMelech, Shmuel tells him, you're going to meet those people, the group of people they study, and you will sing along with them. But most of them did not study, did not sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, really, the kingdom really is not about to come right now. It's just because you demand the king. He's going to come, here's the king, and Shmuel is going to present the king. I'm going to say, no, we don't want it. It's not good for us. No, it's not him. It says, behind it, what it is, that he really feels that he does not deserve to be the king, not because of his humbleness, because it's not time to be a king yet, and this is the proof that he has an opposition. On the day they appoint him to become a king, already people have so much opposition, they don't say hello to him, they don't give him presents, they ignore him, he goes home all by himself. Can you imagine a king of Amisrael is going home to his own house by himself, doesn't go to the president's house, nothing. I said that just to show that it's not time for Amisrael to have the kingdom. And that's why Shmuel was so upset. This is why you're asking for a king. It's not time. It's not time yet. But if you want, okay, I'll give it to you. But it's going to be a different kingdom that you really deserve. The kingdom that you deserve are not here yet. It's going to be later. This is the time of David HaMelech also. That's really the story that Shaul is chasing David. And David HaMelech himself was chased by Absalom. And David HaMelech had all kinds of problems in his kingdom. It's only to show us that that kingdom came because of demand from Israel, but it's not the time for kingdom. And really, that really was, as we say, the downfall. That Shaul HaMelech was the best candidate for this. Still, he is not really ready to rule on Israel and to lead on Israel.
Now, I'm sorry?
No, Malchut Beit David, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time already decided. After David became the king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that David is going to be the king, and later his neshama is going to continue to be at the end of this world as the king of Israel. But again, his kingdom became because of a demand of Israel that we weren't ready for a kingdom at the time. Because we demanded, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, take David HaMelech. Again, David was not... didn't have to be David, could have been somebody else, didn't have to be, even David HaMelech family, Eliyahu was supposed to be the king, just because he could not control himself, he lost the kingdom and he went to David HaMelech. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant that somebody else from this family should be the king. David, all those brothers should have been the king, his name was Eliyahu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I just get disgusted with him, he cannot control himself, he used to get angry very quickly. So Hashem said, I don't want him, but it's not really just David HaMelech. So the concept of kingdom is only when we're ready to have this concept. And this is what Yitzchak Avinu told Yaakov and Esav. He told Esav mainly, you're going to be the king if they not really deserve the kingdom. So they will rule you. That says Esav is going to rule us. So it means you cannot have a king, because if you don't deserve a king, you cannot have a king. And that's what really the Torah writes about the Vayishlach, that Esav had the ability to have kings before us. And that's what the Navi is going to tell you, to describe the kingdom that we had is not solid, it's not solid kingdom. The first day that you have a king, already have an opposition, people make fun of him, it's because it's not time for you to have a kingdom. It's not because he is not capable. He is not capable because it's not time for kingdom.
No, Esav couldn't control himself. What I don't understand is that Esav wins by default. As long as we're not good, he gets to be king.
Right. That's what Yitzchak Avinu told Esav, that if we don't behave, he is going to rule us. Right. But here,
did you also say that the...
It doesn't mean he's better than us. He is chosen. He's like the police. You know, the policeman who gives you a ticket doesn't mean he's better than you. That's his job, to give you a ticket. Because he's sped, because he didn't stop in the stop sign. It doesn't say it's not that you work on him. Because he didn't obey the law, he comes. But it doesn't mean that he's better than you. Esav is a policeman.
Did you say that the Zohar says that Israel and Esav will fight until the Mashiach comes?
Esav and Ishmael, right? Both. I mean, Esav and Ishmael, both. Until Mashiach will come, we're not going to have peace, not with the Arabs and not with the Edom. That's what the Zohar says. And Terminus the Earth says the same thing.
Now, realizing a king, it's not only resolving problems, keeping things together.
That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah Peshia Avot says, it says, appreciate the kingdom, because without the kingdom, a person will swallow his friend alive. That's Mishnah Peshia Avot says. Because if it's going to be, because if everybody's going to be polite, everybody's going to have manners, you don't need the police. The only thing the police you need, because people don't behave.
But there's one thing that a king has to have, more than anything else, he has to have leadership.
Again, you don't need leadership.
To the people.
You don't need leadership if everybody behaves.
Well, you know,
if everybody is honest.
Behaving is one thing, but leadership is a direction which we would look forward to in life.
But you don't need to have a leadership if everybody behaves.
If you have a Torah, you don't need that.
If everybody behaves, there's a Torah now. If everybody is 100% a member, the first time, 35 years ago I came to Memphis, no, 30 years ago I went to Memphis, Tennessee. And my father lives in Memphis. I came to Memphis, it was a parking lot. I parked the car, I said, where's the guy? So my wife said, don't you see over here, there is a push car, the box. It says, put money in the box, how many hours you want to be here. Can you imagine in New York we have this box?
In
New York? Where?
There is, but they said that you need to come and check it that you don't have it.
This is not.
They did box too.
Ah.
Are you talking about something
electronic? No. Was that in school? It was the push car.
I just made a new one now.
Yeah.
Recently,
yeah.
Past few months.
Yeah.
That you have to press. You are how many hours you're gonna be there?
Right.
You get a ticket.
Right.
You put by the window.
Right. So the inspector coming?
Huh?
The inspector coming to check it?
Yeah.
So it's gonna make money on you. So they're gonna give you a ticket. It's $100. So it's good for him. No inspection. Nothing. It's like a Zaka box.
Honesty.
It's the honesty. The honest, very honest. People in the South, very honest.
What's your also? I remember the highway and the
toll.
You had a dime. You put in. If not, you took an envelope.
Right.
Right.
Garden State Parkway. Right. Same photo was it. Right. That's the Mishnah say, you don't need a king. A king is because people are not honest, because people are fighting. If they don't behave, you need a king to make peace among them, otherwise they're going to fight each other.
To rule the people is one, and to lead the people is something else.
You don't need to lead anyone. Everybody's going to have his own backyard. I don't need to lead anybody.
Would you say a prophet, like Moses led the people? He was a prophet.
Moshe was a prophet only, was not a king. He was called a king. He did not behave as a king. And the reason why he didn't behave as a king is because it's not time for kingdom yet. That's what you read the Torah, the Tanakh can't say don't behave. And it can't say if you don't behave, Esav is the king, you're not the king. It means our part has the authority. That's because you do not have the authority.
But when the people didn't behave, he disciplined them when he came back.
Right, he disciplined them. But again, you can't have kingdom, you cannot be called a king if the nation don't behave. And that's why we hear the argument. That Shaul doesn't believe that he is the king. Despite of his humbleness, it's not time for kingdom. He is right. Especially because of his name, Shaul. It says it's very similar to that guy in Shmuel. That's the opposite. Because your name is Shaul, you are the one that you're going to be the king, like the king of Edom, that's his name was Shaul. And the Amisar is going to prove that really they don't deserve to have a king. They're going to rebel against him. They're going to say they don't want a king. They're going to regret to have a king. They don't want to follow him. And again, he's going to lose the kingdom very quickly. 2.5 years and that's the end of it.
Mr. Rabbi, I'm going to ask you to say the